Chapter 3. It was a great day at the mall. The Xandarian sun was shining, the air was warm, and people were out having a good time. There were families playing, shoppers scoring deals, and friends dining outside at the mall's many fine restaurants. But there was someone who wasn't enjoying himself. Rocket, a 4-foot-tall alien who looked like an Earth raccoon, was hiding in the bushes, peering at the crowds with binoculars. Humies, all of them, in a big hurry to get from something stupid to nothing at all. Pathetic, said Rocket, his upper lip curling in disgust. Humies was Rocket's insulting nickname for humanoid beings. If there was one thing that got on Rocket's nerves, it was humanoids. Rocket moved his sights onto an average, nondescript male. I mean, look at this guy. You believe they call us criminals when he's walking around assaulting me with that ugly face? Rocket asked his partner Groot. But Groot, a 7.5-foot mobile tree creature, didn't seem to be paying much attention. He was focused on a nearby fountain. I mean, check out this moron, Rocket said as he adjusted his binoculars to look at a little boy playing on a seesaw. This maniac's just wobbling around, annoying everyone in the world. Ha! Right, Groot? Rocket laughed, getting a kick out of himself. But when he turned to see if Groot was laughing too, he saw his friend extending his roots into the fountain's water, slurping it up. Hey, don't drink that water! It's disgusting! Rocket shouted. Groot quickly pulled his roots out of the fountain and looked around innocently, as if he didn't understand what Rocket had said. Whatever, I saw you, said Rocket, as his binoculars made a beeping sound. Oh, looks like we got one, he observed. The binoculars were set to scan for the faces of people who had outstanding bounties on their heads, people who were wanted by the law or just by anyone with enough money to pay for their capture. Rocket peered through the binoculars to look at the face of yet another Humie, someone the facial recognition software identified as Peter Quill, a.k.a. Star-Lord. Okay, let's see how much someone wants you, Rocket said as he checked the bounty on Peter Quill's head. 40,000 units! How can some miserable Humie be worth that much?